I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Ukraine's intelligence service confirmed it killed the chief of Russia's nuclear, biological, and chemical protection troops early Tuesday outside his apartment building in Moscow. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
It marks the most high-profile killing of its kind. Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov, who was chief of Russia's nuclear, biological, and chemical protection troops, was killed outside an apartment building when a bomb hidden in an electric scooter went off. That's according to Russia's investigative committee, which investigates serious crimes, adding that his assistant also died in the blast. Kirillov is the most senior Russian military officer to be assassinated inside Russia by Ukraine. Russia's state RIA news agency cited former president Dmitry Medvedev, saying Ukraine now faces imminent revenge. Investigators said they had opened a criminal case into the murder of two servicemen. Law enforcement sources told Russian media a terrorism case was likely to be opened.
That was Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reporting. Palestinian health officials said an Israeli strike in Gaza late Monday killed at least 8 people from the same family. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The strike late on Monday hit a house in Gaza's central neighborhood of Daraj, according to the health ministry's ambulance and emergency service. Among the bodies recovered from the rubble were a father and his 3 children, and the children's grandmother, according to a casualty list obtained by the AP. There's been no immediate comment from the Israeli military on the strike. Israeli bombardment and offenses in Gaza have killed more than 40,000 Palestinians over the past 14 months, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, Israel and Hamas appear to be moving closer toward a ceasefire to end their 14-month war. Mediators from the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt have reported a greater willingness by both sides to wrap up a ceasefire deal. This is VOA News. Israel warned Tuesday threats from inside Syria remain despite the moderate tone of rebel leaders who ousted President Bashar al-Assad a week ago. Israel's carried out extensive military moves, it says, to counter such threats. Syria's de facto leader, Ahmad el-Sharra, who had previously gone by the name Abu Muhammad al-Jalani, has said Israel was using false pretexts to justify its attacks on Syria. At a Jerusalem news conference Tuesday, Israeli Deputy Foreign Minister Sharon Haskell displayed a photo collage of el-Sharra showing him while he was a member of jihadist organizations. She called him a wolf in sheep's clothing and a potential threat.
It is important to avoid falling for the attempt to whitewash jihadist group in Syria. We know who they are and their true nature. Even if they change their names, and we understand how dangerous they are to the West.
Al-Sharra's rebel group that swept through Syria, Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, or HTS, has been designated a terrorist group by several Western nations. But since taking control of Syria, it has vowed to protect religious minorities and denied having plans to impose strict Islamic rule. UN aid officials and local media report a 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck not far from Vanuatu's capital, Port Vila, Tuesday, killing at least 6 people and damaging 2 reservoirs and a hospital in the South Pacific Island nation. Video from the scene on Vanuatu's national broadcaster showed vehicles crushed under the debris of a collapsed building and boulders strewn across the highway. Drone footage showed landslides near a shipping terminal. Late Tuesday, Vanuatu's caretaker Prime Minister Charlotte Salwai declared a state of emergency and said a curfew would be imposed for 7 days in the worst affected areas. International Red Cross Regional Chief Katie Greenwood told the Associated Press, even in a region that sees regular earthquakes, this one was bad.
This looks like...